$11,333. This is a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement down on Lighthouse Road. This is the gentleman about building the house. I believe gentleman bringing his in to bringing his in with the other ones in that area. We have granted variances down there.
Oh, I made a note that two. Yeah, on lot 12, right next to it.
Right next door. We
approved a front and a side in 2007.
After Mike had showed us.
What was the matter with it?
Nothing. Just with the fellow wanted to, you know, he wanted to bring his in, wanted to build up.
It was noted that in 2007, the adjacent property, we approved a front and side variance.
So we've already approved that, and what we're saying.
Same thing that they're requesting.
Okay.
So that was on parcel number
12.
12.
Lot 12.
Yeah, lot 12, parcel number 16. There was a variance granted on lot 76 in 2003.
Right.
Which is a couple lots down.
So we had, six letters against it and two here that was against it. That was sent in, right?
I don't think on that.
Like a damn.
No, I don't recall any opposition.
That's what I wrote down.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Two against and six
against.
No one here.
Huh?
Two was here, right?
Yeah.
Two were here.
Two were here and six letters against it.
But he's just doing the same thing as the rest of them are.
But it appears to me also that this particular lot along the bulkhead cuts deeper into the lot than the other adjacent lots, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Looks like that. Concave coming in there. But
not as deep, you're saying?
Deeper, you say.
Yeah, I thought this lot was more affected by the bulkhead line there.
The cut is deeper into the property, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The bulkhead cuts deeper into. Bulkhead's killing.
Yeah, it's killing because it cuts in deeper into his more so than ever.
It's actually riprap.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, not bulkhead.
I have no problem with it.
I don't have a problem.
All right then, Mr. Workman?
I'm fine with it.
Mr. Reckon?
Good.
You're good. Mr. Hudson?
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
And I, Mr. Calvary, don't have a problem. So if the board is ready, there's no further discussion, and ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 11,333. For the following reasons, there's uniqueness to the property, which is very apparent with that riprap, so corrected by our secretary. And there is a 75-foot frontage on that. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship is not by the side of being created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request of variance is the minimum that we're afforded relief.
Okay, now a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,333. All those in favor would be Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Powell. The previous reasons stated, so by vote of 5-0, case number 11,333.